At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
This week's episode is all about Thanksgiving. We discuss who we'd bring as our plus ones to the first Thanksgiving, what we'd do with a sexy pilgrim, and we call my mom to ask her what she's making for Troy Sivan's first Thanksgiving meal. Stick around, subscribe on iTunes, and live tweet as you listen with hashtag psychobabble. Hey everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories I have never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble.
I want to say hi to you first.
Whoa! That's a plot twist!
Because you always, like, say, what's up, Corey, and I never have anything up. Because
okay, well, this is it. What? Talk.
Tyler, what's up?
Wow, what an intro. Hi, Corey.
You should be thankful that I'm here.
My first instinct was to start hissing at you. Like, you know when people pull back the blinds and it's too early and you're like... Or is that just
you,
me?
Every time I turn on a light.
I guess I do hiss a lot.
Hashtag hiss.
I don't think people know that about me.
It's an untold story.
It's an untold story.
I guess Psychobabble's real.
Psychobabble is truly untold stories. Hey, Corey.
What's up?
I'm thankful for you.
Oh, babe.
Don't ever call me that.
Are you thankful for
in
me?
In public. Yeah.
I'm thankful for you.
Well,
look at us.
Cool.
Just a couple of thankful turkeys.
Why are we so thankful today, Cor?
It is the Tuesday before Thanksgiving.
Oh, my God. You know what I'm actually thankful for?
What?
You know this week they're going to be playing rerun after rerun of Friends Thanksgiving episodes.
Yes.
Daddy's into it.
Daddy loves it.
You know when she puts the turkey on the head?
Yeah.
You know when
Monica.
You know when they play the...
Geller Bowl.
Yep. You know when they... What else? You know what episode they always play that I love?
Is it a Thanksgiving one?
I don't know if it's Thanksgiving. I don't think it is. But when they have the competition.
The Geller Bowl?
No. The trivia about each other.
Oh, that's not a Thanksgiving episode.
I just like that
That's
episode.
The most popular Friends episode. How could you be so cliche?
Is it the most popular?
Yeah.
I do love it.
You're so cliche.
Shut up.
You don't say shut up on Thanksgiving.
It's not Thanksgiving yet, unless you're listening 2 days after this debuted.
It's Thanksgiving Eve, and you know it.
I do know that. So to the people that are not in America, we have a little holiday that we celebrate that originated because of mass genocide. But we celebrate it here at Psychobabble for the right reasons.
Food.
Yeah. And to be thankful for each other. Yeah, it has a bit of a sordid past.
Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
Yours or like, well, the whole idea of American Thanksgiving?
The idea of the American Thanksgiving. I mean, what's the basis of it?
So pilgrims came over.
I really don't know. I mean, I know everyone always like talks about, we shouldn't be celebrating this, which I agree with because of the reasons that they say. But but what is the exact story?
So... Here, sit down, get comfortable.
I'm already sitting. I'm on the back of my
this
seat.
This is going to be awful. I mean, so my recollection is of what they teach you in third
grade.
Yeah,
basically, you know, American
class,
history is all about it's all false.
You all know I went to a really good school that gave me a good education.
Good education.
It got me educated good. Mm. So half the kids in class dress up as pilgrims. The other half dress up as Indians.
I dressed up as a cornucopia.
We all – or a cornucopia. Mm-hmm. Coriopa? What? A cornucopia. So half the kids dress up as pilgrims, half as Indians, one as a cornucopia.
Also, we don't say the word Indians to mean Native Americans.
As someone who's part Cherokee,
you should agree.
I was at the first Thanksgiving.
Were you at the first Thanksgiving?
Some of my people might have
I guess
been.
My question is, if you could go to the first Thanksgiving and you could only bring one plus one.
Oh,
because you
God.
Know the table was packed.
You get a very – oh, my gosh. Can you imagine get a very formal Thanksgiving invite to the first Thanksgiving?
Oh, my God. You did. I mean, and that's like going to the first Grammys. Nobody knows what it's going to be.
They're like, oh, I just don't even know. They're trying to make this Thanksgiving thing happen.
They're all like, it falls on the same night as Grey's Anatomy.
Because truly.
Lord knows Thanksgiving has been around for as long as Grey's Anatomy has.
Longer.
God.
No, that's the worst thing about Thanksgiving is that Grey's is a rerun.
Was Ellen Pompeo.
It's her birthday the day that we're recording this.
I'm disgusted that you know that. Was she at the first Thanksgiving?
I wish.
Wait, why did we start talking about the first Thanksgiving? Oh, my God. Remember the girl that we went to college with that was at the first Thanksgiving?
She was at everything.
That's why. Isn't that why we were talking about the first Thanksgiving?
Well, that's like a joke. I think Kristen Wiig did a joke about it, too, on SNL one
year. Oh, did she?
Mm-hmm. Oh. Well, who's her character?
Oh,
the one-upper, Penelope.
The one-upper.
Yeah. I was actually at the first Thanksgiving.
No, we had a friend in college who would.
You're using the word friend very loosely.
And I'm using the word we very loosely because I've never met this person.
She was a classic exaggerator.
Corey once knew someone.
I worked with her.
Which now translates to I have a best friend
who knew a girl.
No, I'm talking, she's my best friend.
Yes, yes. Yeah, she was a huge exaggerator. Right. She was at the first Thanksgiving.
If you were to mention Thanksgiving, she would go and say, you know, I was actually at the first Thanksgiving.
She once.
I brought green bean casserole.
She once told the story about a fire alarm being like happening in the dorms and she had to like parachute out of the window to get down because she was with a friend who was in a wheelchair.
That's how I got out of the first Thanksgiving.
Literally.
I pulled the fire alarm and I was outie.
Scram.
I was hashtag scram. I was what holiday did I celebrate? Get out of here day?
Or what
Take a hike day. Mm-hmm. I took a hike from the first Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Who would you bring to the first Thanksgiving?
So that's the question. Anyone in the world. Probably Ellen Pompeo.
No.
Sandra Oh.
Don't do this.
Why?
Don't do that to me.
Ellen Pompeo would be a great date to the first Thanksgiving.
I'm going to have to say no.
Oh. Who would you bring?
I would much rather go solo.
Oh, you're not my plus one. You and I are each showing up with a date.
Oh my God, how fun. Double date at the first dance.
I hope we get to sit by each other.
I hope not. Who would I bring to the first Thanksgiving? Martha Stewart.
No, she would be a nightmare at the first Thanksgiving.
She would love it. She would be like, oh, I love these.
She'd be like, this stuffing's dry.
Well, it probably was.
This stuffing could use some cranberries.
She would fix up the first Thanksgiving and make it legit.
Work.
Yeah, she'd make it work.
I think she would be a nightmare at the first Thanksgiving. Ellen Pompeo is very easygoing. She knows how to slice the turkey. And
do you know that about her?
And
you know
she's got a good joke in her. I know that.
You don't know that. I would bring as my plus one either a turkey baster or one of those electronic knives.
Wouldn't be the first time you went on a date with a turkey baster. Am I right?
I think that joke is completely inappropriate, and the people at home don't get it.
And now you want to cut me with your electric knife. I can't imagine you showing up for the first Thanksgiving with an electric knife being like, where do I plug this in?
Oh, I would have to bring a generator, too. God, times are tough at the first Thanks.
Oh, yeah. But I bet they had cute invites. It was probably like an arrow with that paper. How do they do that? You know, when you shoot the paper into the tree?
God. I don't know.
Come to the first Thanksgiving.
I'm pretty sure this episode has been very problematic so far.
That's like the inaugural thing.
Whoa! Sound it out!
Inaugural?
Inaugural.
Thanksgiving?
Yes.
That's it?
Corey?
Yeah.
So since we love Thanksgiving for two reasons, food and being thankful— What are your favorite foods?
Oh, my gosh. Truly, you're gonna get very upset here.
Don't say green bean casserole.
So I got some bad news for you.
You love green bean
casserole. Green bean casserole is my favorite Thanksgiving treat.
Okay, well, I've got good news for you.
I don't understand.
Your Thanksgiving is free because you're not invited to my Thanksgiving.
I guess I don't understand. You mean I have no plans on that night?
Yep.
I love – how do you not love a good crispy little onion on the top?
You know what I can do with that crispy onion?
Throw it out the window. Take a hike.
I could either do that, or I could just put it directly on my tongue.
Yeah. Why do you not like the green beans?
mainly because it's gross and it's disgusting. You know what kind of casserole I like?
Tuna noodle.
Who was I just talking about casserole with?
It was when we were in.
We were going in about casserole because we were with a whole bunch of Midwestern people. Casserole's, I guess, the most exciting thing about fall and winter for Midwestern people because nothing else happens. But I love a sweet potato casserole with, like, you know.
Don't say those marshmallows on top.
With marshmallows on top.
Wow.
Daddy likes.
You're free on Thanksgiving's night.
You're
all. It's like Halloween's called All Hallows Eve night.
Do you do turkey or ham?
My mom does a mean turkey. And my grandma does, too.
Do you like dark meat or light meat?
Light meat.
Me too.
I love – so my cousin Jenny and I always like to mix the mashed potatoes and the corn together.
Well, duh.
This Yum.com. You do that too?
Yes.
What else do you guys do at Thanksgiving? Just like Jackie, Queen Jackie do a big traditional Thanksgiving?
Oh, it's a feast. Yes. No, I love stuffing. You know, honestly, I'm not into Thanksgiving meal, the meal itself.
Why?
I'm into
– The leftovers.
The leftovers the day after.
Yeah.
I love a Thanksgiving sandwich, and, you know,
do you put cranberry sauce right on the sandwich?
Yes, Daddy does. I take bread. It's this new thing, bread. Mm. It's new since the first Thanksgiving, so I don't know. Yeah. You take bread, put it down on a plate.
Got it.
Put stuffing, turkey.
This sounds like you, because whatever you eat, like, everything goes into a sandwich.
It's hard in a blender, you know.
Yeah.
Watch it surrender.
Are you singing?
Watch us spin around to a beautiful oblivion.
Rendezvous and I'm through with you?
Rendezvous and I'm eating leftovers again with you.
Gosh, that's yum.
Yum.
So you hate the meal because then you actually have to talk to your friends and family. But you like the day after when you can be alone eating
family,
leftovers.
No, my family, we don't really sit down to eat together anymore. We've all come to terms with the fact that we'd rather just be kind of doing our own thing. So it's kind of like buffet style on holidays.
And then you go take your plate in front of the computer and tumble.
Oh, yes.
That sounds depressing to me.
Tumblr is one of Thanksgiving is one of the most popular days on Tumblr because everyone's home for the holidays.
Really?
So I'm hard at work blogging.
For
the people at home, listen. Do you have a Tumblr? Follow me at tyleroakley.tumblr.com.
Whoa.
Corey's got a Tumblr. What's yours?
CoreyCool.tumblr.com.
It kind of sucks, but I mean,
there's lots of hot bearded men.
If you're into that.
Very Movember-y.
You know what? Movember is happening right now. Are you celebrating?
I am. Look.
That's disgusting.
You don't like my mustache.
I'm also celebrating. Can you see?
You shaved yesterday.
I did. How did you know that?
Because I can't see that one hair anymore.
How dare you? First of all.
How dare I?
Second of all.
I'm right.
I burped.
I hate that.
That was my second of all.
So my family Thanksgiving, we We actually like each other.
Danette!
We eat and eat and eat. So we do like, I have two Thanksgivings because I'm greedy.
Yeah.
I'm just extra thankful.
Wait, we have two Thanksgivings. Yours first. Okay, what about it?
So my dad's side does like his Thanksgiving and it's all my cousins and we play cards and we play euchre.
Y'all play euchre?
Yeah.
Yeah, I love it.
And we play this game that's got a cuss word in it. Bullshit.
Whoa, getting crazy.
Yeah. And I just play it with my cousins and we laugh and laugh and laugh and have the best time ever. And then I go back to my mom's and then we eat more Thanksgiving all on the same day.
Hmm.
I'm stuffed.com/ bursting at the seams.
You know, we do Thanksgiving with my family like a normal family, but like buffet style.
Mm-hmm.
And then I also celebrate with my friends. This is something that we've done for over a decade. It's all the drama club kids.
Sounds dramatic.
It's very dramatic. We all show up for a potluck the Saturday after Thanksgiving and we call it Thansgiving.
Okay.
And in this,
because you don't want to appropriate anyone's culture
Of Thanksgiving? No. It's THANZGIVIN apostrophe.
Wow.
Thanksgiving. And it's one of those things where you have to show up with if your last name starts with an A through a K, you show up with an appetizer or something. You know what I'm talking about?
That sounds like work.
And then like L through R is like a meal, and then R through Z is like dessert.
What are you usually?
I always just bring pasta salad. I don't follow the rules. I make a mean pasta salad.
You heard it here first.
You heard it here first. I bring a pasta salad. I do. And I don't add olives to my pasta salad. And I need you to know that.
I don't think a pasta salad is very Thanksgiving-y.
Oh.
I don't think we ate that at the first Thanksgiving, if I remember correctly, because I was there.
You know how I like to celebrate Thanksgiving? With a Lady Gaga special.
Actually, she had one last year.
Yeah, and the year before.
I fell asleep.
How dare you? I watched the last year's with my nephew, and he looked at me in the middle of it, and he goes, what is this? And I go, don't disappoint me like this. Just act like you like it.
I remember all I wanted to do was stay awake for her to sing Fashion with RuPaul.
Oh, my God. And Art Pop was the Muppets?
I literally fell asleep at the commercial break before she came out to do fashion.
Well, I don't mean to be a Lady Gaga hater, because I'm not, but you didn't miss much. It wasn't her best holiday special.
I loved the first one
The first one was iconic.
Do you think she'll have one this year?
I hope so. Maybe by the time this goes up, it'll have already been
Maybe her and Tony Bennett will do a little, like, jazz thing.
That sounds like something she would do. They just did a special. They did that.
I've never seen you so serious.
They did it. They did a special.
The look in your eye was terrifying.
Listen,
there's a special coming.
Hey, Corey.
Mm.
What are you thankful for?
Oh, lots of things.
I thought you were going to say lobster. I was like, me too.
So I will give you 10 seconds to name 5 things you're thankful for.
Okay.
You're going first.
Shit. Okay.
Are you ready?
Somewhat.
Yep. 5 things. You can do it.
Okay.
Ready? I'm counting down. Go.
My friends, my family, my health, Lady Gaga, and sugar-free Red Bull.
Wow.
Yeah.
That was so easy for you.
I don't
you.
Know why I thought about sugar-free Red Bull. I guess I still have time to say something else.
Yeah. Oh, 3. 2.
Maybe I don't. Wi-Fi.
Oh. There.
Yeah. I substitute.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. I think that's what that I'm thankful for.
Yeah.
Also the people at home, maybe. As long as they spell psychobabble, right?
I would say, like, internet friends.
Yeah, internet friends. That's included in my friends. Yeah, the people at home are included in my friends.
Absolutely. Friends, family. If you're curious as to what I'm thankful for.
I'm not. Wait, you have 10 seconds. Go.
Friends, family, hot bearded guys, food. Oh, yes, food.
Yeah. Anything else?
And just hanging out with you all the time.
God bless.
Because you're not a friend. You're, like, this person I hang out with.
God bless.
Cool. Thanksgiving.
I have a question. Have you ever fucked a sexy pilgrim? Am I allowed to ask that? I don't think so.
Wow.
And I use the term effed very loosely. Maybe even like winked at.
Or like, you could have said canoodled with.
Have you ever canoodled with a sexy pilgrim?
That's something a grandpa would say. # sexy pilgrim.
Can I say fucked?
Yeah.
I did it. I mean, they already mark this as explicit. So, like, whatever.
I think the people at home should # sexy pilgrim and then, like, crop cute celebrities' faces onto pilgrims and tweet that
yes,
at
us. Yes, yes, yes. # sexy pilgrim and tweet us edits you make of sexy pilgrims.
I'm looking for an Adam Levine pilgrim, Zac Efron.
You know what? I'm looking for.
Oh, what's his name? The guy from How to Get Away with Murder.
I was literally just thinking about that, but he's straight.
Jack. What's his last name?
Mm-hmm. You know.
I know. He's from Michigan.
Is he?
You'll find him. Yeah, he's from Ann Arbor.
I'm going to invite him to Thanksgiving.
Fallahy. Jack Fallahy.
He's cute.
Let me see him as a sexy pilgrim.
He's cuticles.
So to answer your question, I have never canoodled with a sexy pilgrim. Have you?
Well, I think in a past life I may have.
I was at the first Thanksgiving. There was
wine. Yeah, when I was at the first Thanksgiving, there I was. I was smothered in creamed corn. It was very erotic. And, you know, a boy looked at me with you know, he was wearing
a pilgrim boy.
A pilgrim hat.
I hope he was 18 and above.
He was 18. I was 18.
Good. All legal.
We were young lovers, star-crossed from across the table.
Mm.
I looked at him through a cornucopia. and he doused me in his cream corn.
I don't love where that went.
It was a fan fiction, and I wrote it.
I picture you, like, doing a mating call with the cornucopia, like, I don't even know how to... Yep, that's it.
That's how it sounds.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Cornucopia noises.
And then as soon as we were done, I was like, get out of here!
I hissed him away. And he walked all the way back to his pilgrimage.
Did we, maybe, yeah. I guess my view of history is a little skewed. I don't really know how things worked back then.
Yeah.
Did we have,
feet to walk on?
Feet then?
Yeah, we did.
Did the human race have feet at the first Thanksgiving?
Is there anything that you're cooking for Thanksgiving this year?
You know what? Here's the deal. We've had a group text with my mom. As to what to bring to Thanksgiving this year.
Who?
And they have, yeah, me and all my family. And everyone's been assigned what to bring. And my mom still has not told me what to bring. So I'm about to just bring pasta salad or guacamole. But should I call my mom and ask her point blank, what am I bringing to Thanksgiving this
year? Let's get her on the line.
And I guess we can ask her what she's thankful for.
Yes.
My mom's got a ring back.
I'm thankful for your mom's ring back this holiday season.
God. What is she up to?
That.
She's practicing the puppet.
Hello?
Hello? Is this Queen Jackie?
Yes.
Thanksgiving's almost here and your baby's coming home.
No, I'm so excited.
Say hi to Corey. Corey's here with me.
Corey, are you coming?
Not to your Thanksgiving. I heard the food's terrible.
Well, you weren't invited anyway.
Whoa!
Mom, wait, what kind of stuff do we have at Thanksgiving this year? Do we have, like, sometimes you guys do the weirdest shit, like manicotti.
Well, a lot of times people don't like turkey, but I'm just going to do the traditional. The turkey, the mashed potatoes, the corn, the green beans, the rolls, the salad.
Oh my God, that
salad.
Sounds delicious.
What about guacamole and manicotti?
No guacamole or manicotti.
Well, that seems problematic for my diet.
Doesn't that sound good, though? I'm starving for it.
Are you hungry right now? What should I bring? We've had a group text with the whole family, and everyone's been assigned what to bring, and you haven't told me what to bring yet. What should I bring?
That's because you're not very responsible.
Whoa! Homegirl, call me out!
Spill that truth tea.
You better bring yourself something to drink.
Lord knows, I'll need it. Being around you for a couple days, I'm going to need wine.
That's it.
Are we going to do a video?
Are we going to do a video? I don't know. Have you been practicing the puppet?
I have. I'm ready to show my fans.
Your fans?
Oh, my God.
What do you call your fans?
Peasants.
My peepos.
My peepos.
She's the queen. She calls them her peasants.
Okay, Mom.
Hey, listen.
Hey,
are
what?
You bringing anybody?
Troy's coming to Thanksgiving.
Is he really going to come?
Yeah.
What's Troy bringing?
That'll be fun. What's
Troy can bring a traditional Australian kangaroo to dine on.
That's what Dad said. He wondered if he needed to make kangaroo.
Okay.
Dad is hilarious.
What a funny joke.
He's so funny.
Okay, well, I'm going to let you go. Shouldn't you be working?
Yeah, I'm not going to talk to you about that because one of these days I'm going to get caught.
Hashtag caught.
Such a dork.
Hey, Mom.
Hey, I miss you. You haven't called me in forever.
Gotta go. Bye.
All right. Bye, Corey.
Bye, Queen.
Later, Queen. Good luck with your life.
I love you, baby.
Bye.
I love you.
She got hung up on. Maybe she was going to say, I love you. Who do you think she was going to say, I love you to? The peasants?
Me.
Her peasants.
Her peasants. Queen Jackie's peasants.
So I guess I'm bringing wine to Thanksgiving.
And Troye Sivan.
We
should have called her and, like, made up a dish, like an Australian treat.
Mom,
and
will you research kangaroo, stuffed kangaroo?
No, that joke is so overplayed.
Maybe stuffed.
On behalf of Troye, I'm offended.
Okay, well, I'm ready for Thanksgiving. I'm ready to get going, spend some time with my family.
I cannot wait to be in Michigan.
You know what I'm thankful for? That we both come from Michigan, and we get to go home together.
Yeah.
We get to go home, see our families, and then we get to go back to L.A. together. I feel like it would be tough to be in L.A. and not have somebody who gets, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
The trek back home.
I'm excited. It's going to be a good week, and I'm just going to spend time with family. I'm thankful for my family.
In all honesty, with serious time, what are you thankful for this year?
Truly, I'm very blessed with friends and family. And moving to L.A. was a big change at the beginning of the year. Mm-hmm. I'm going to cry. Moving to L.A. was a big change for me this year. And I've met a lot of great people down here. And I've gotten closer with my family because they check in and say, how's L.A.? And
I feel like they come visit a lot now.
Yeah.
They've been really good about it.
Same with, like, and then I've just gotten, like, strengthened my relationship with my San Francisco friends. So I got lots of good people, and I'm thankful for those people.
That's beautiful.
You're one of them. Mm-hmm. Are you thankful for anything?
I'm thankful. I mean, this year has been crazy. I'm super thankful for all the adventures I've gotten to go on. I'm thankful that you have been able to come on the adventures this year. Because last year, when I was in L.A. alone, it just felt like I was, like, just on my own all the time. And so now, you being in L.A., I feel like I have a partner in crime getting to go around the world together. And all the fun opportunities and all the fun stuff that I get to do with the listeners and the viewers and the conventions and all the, like, the cool opportunities that I've had. This year has been crazy, so I'm super thankful for that. And then this year has been one of the years where I've gotten to go home the most, so that's been really nice. And obviously the busiest year of my life, but I am so thankful for it. So yeah, it's been a good year. I'm very thankful for everything. And we're both healthy and
Life's good.
Life's good, yeah. I hope that you guys at home are healthy and happy and celebrating with the people that you love the most. And one last thing. Holidays can get a little bit difficult. Sometimes your family doesn't get you. And I would say just because somebody is labeled traditionally as your family doesn't mean that they have the right to give you a hard time or to not accept you for who you are. So this holiday season, I guess my advice would be to cherish the people that you get to choose as your family. And you know what? It's you can love whoever you want to love. You can be with whoever you want to be with. And we support you, even if maybe the people that are, you know, your biological family, maybe if they don't know that we do.
Yeah. You can – once you start growing up and realizing things, you can create your own families,
right,
which is amazing. And that's how I look at a lot of my friends. So
yeah. So if times are tough this holiday season, stick through it. It gets better. We love you. And subscribe on iTunes.
Just lighten it up at the end.
Lighten it up. Yeah, subscribe on iTunes. How easy is it to subscribe, Corey?
Oh, a click of a button.
You know what I would be thankful for? If they did that.
Yeah.
I would be thankful. And if they left a little review on iTunes. I was on iTunes last night reading reviews, and you guys leave the sweetest reviews, so thank you very much for that. And if you leave a review, I'm going to be checking it. And yeah, that's all. Corey, how can they find you?
They can find me online, Corey Cool. I'm everywhere and anywhere.
Okay, I'm Tyler Oakley if you want to find me. Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, everywhere. And yeah, I hope you have a fabulous holiday season. And I'm sorry if you're not in America and you don't celebrate Thanksgiving, but deal with it.
And you can still be thankful. You know what I mean?
That is so true, Corey.
Still take some time this week to recognize what you're thankful for and share with the people that are important to you that you're grateful to have them in your life. So,
right.
That's it. Later, skaters.
Bye, y'all.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.